Jesus said, I am the fountain of living water. When we thirst, we're really thirsting for His righteousness. Our flesh thirsts for the things of the flesh. But as we said earlier, you're on a cul-de-sac going nowhere. The drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the pornography, whatever the struggle may be, the fear, whatever's going on in your life today, it's not the answer to fulfill those things. The answer is in the bread of life. The answer is in the well of life, the well that will never go dry. And His name is Jesus. And the beauty about Jesus being the well, being the water of life that you will never thirst again, is that He is pure life. And the reality is this, that in the flesh we could take a dot, just a drop of food coloring, and it would change the complete consistency of this water. But church family, do you know this today? Do you know this with your heart? Do you know this with every fiber of your being, that Jesus Christ and His word never change? He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Jesus says, I was dead, but now I am alive. I am alive. I hold the keys to life. I hold the keys to Hades. I, Jesus, do all things.
Welcome to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. It is a joy to have you listening today, and we pray that you will be encouraged, challenged, and motivated to live for God like never before. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor John Couch.
Hey, this is John Couch of This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to This Day in the Word. I'm fired up about today's program because I believe God is going to use it in a mighty way in your life today. Before I get into the message, though, I wanted to encourage you. You know, so many people that I talk to on a daily basis are dealing with some pretty heavy stuff. Great disappointments, heartache, pain, deep wounds of the past. You know, we got to realize this, that the devil, our adversary, he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's not our friend, he's not our buddy. He wants to destroy us as followers of the cross of Jesus Christ. But we got to remember that since our God is for us, who can really be against us? Of course, the answer is nothing or no one. And yet I get this, that as we walk around in these bodies of death that are so depraved and can be so tempted to fear, to doubt, and to worry, we got to preach to ourselves constantly that greater is He that's within us than he Satan that's in the world. And so with that, I want to just pour some encouragement into you. You know, when I think of the word encourage, it really means to put courage into. And that's my prayer right now. I want to put courage into you, the listener, today. You know, God's word tells us that we're to not grow weary while doing good, because we will reap a great harvest if we do not lose heart. I know so many times in the midst of the battle, you can't see the forest through the trees. But we got to remember that as we set our gaze and set our focus on Jesus, that He truly is the anchor of our soul. You know, as you go through the disappointments of life, perhaps you've received a health report that hasn't been positive. Perhaps you're going through a financial struggle. Maybe you've lost a job recently. You know, we understand this here at This Day Ministries. And not only that, but God understands this. His Son Jesus Christ died the most inhumane death you could die, on that cruel Roman cross, that you might live as He died and took your place. And so I want you just to think on that today. I know that greatly encourages my heart when I'm going through a trial or a valley of pain or discouragement. When I fix my eyes upon Jesus there from Hebrews, it's amazing, as that old song goes, turn your eyes upon Jesus and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. So glorious. Does it work? Yes. But deeper still, it's truth from God's word. We fix our eyes on Jesus, and He does the work that only He can do in our lives. And on that note, let's take our Bibles together right now. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, looking at verse 5, as we listen to the conclusion of the message entitled, pure words and a trust that shields.
Write these supporting verses down that I pray will encourage you. Psalm 12, verse 6, just listen to it. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. What do we know about the number seven in Scripture? Anything? Completion, absolutely. There's so many times you see seven. It's complete. It's final. It's total. Every word of God is pure. God's not right now in his heavenlies going, you know what? I think somewhere in Habakkuk, I left out a few things. You know, he's not looking going, oh no, what did I do? Every word of God is pure. Not only is his grace sufficient, his word is sufficient for you today. Psalm 119, verse 140. Just write that down. Psalm 119, 140. If, by the way, if you're looking like this afternoon to memorize a chapter in the Bible, I would start with Psalm 119. Short chapter, only 176 verses. You should be able to knock it out by halftime, right? Psalm 119, 140, right? I mean, you know that when we're quoting Psalm 119, 140, you're in trouble, amen? Well, that's long stuff, isn't it? But it's good stuff. It's glorious stuff. Why? Because every word of God is pure. Psalm 119, 140. Your word is very pure, the psalmist says. Therefore, your servant loves it. You have here in Proverbs, Agur speaking, and now we got the psalmist speaking in Psalm 119 and Psalm 12. And I love what's going on here. This is how God works. He connects the dots. He's got one guy writing in one place, one guy writing in another, and their conclusion is the same, that every word of God is pure. But what is the result? As we lead into the last part of this verse here. I mean, in addition to every word of God being pure, which is obviously an awesome thing, a good thing, a glorious thing, what is the relationship between trusting God and his protection? Because trusting God is all about his word. You see how this works together? You're like, you can't say, I love Jesus, I'm trusting in Jesus, Jesus is awesome, but I hate his word. That's not how this works. No, when you fall in love with Jesus, you fall in love with his word, because Jesus is the word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we did what in that verse? And we, what was our response? And we beheld His glory. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Look at the last part of this verse. And I'll read it and all that it says. Verse 5, here it is. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield. Make a note of that. To those who put their trust in Him. Let me go back for just a quick moment here as I lead into this last part of this message here, of this verse. I want you for just a moment here that I have a bottle of water up here on the pulpit, and I have not opened the bottle yet. It still has the little safety ring around it. But let me ask you a question. As I hold this water bottle high, as I hold it really high, how many drops of food coloring does it take for me to put in this bottle to change the consistency and the color of the water that's in here? Now, for you that are in the back of the room here, the church house, the water is very clean. Matter of fact, I did not set this up. This bottle of water was given to me today, graciously by my brother back there, and I'm not making this up. I just now looked at this. The label on the bottle says, Pure Life. Now, isn't that cool? Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Only God could orchestrate that. I mean, how many kinds of bottled water can you buy on this planet? And I just now look at this, and there it is, pure life. Jesus said, I am the fountain of living water. When we thirst, we're really thirsting for His righteousness. Our flesh thirsts for the things of the flesh. But as we said earlier, you're on a cul-de-sac going nowhere. The drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the pornography, whatever the struggle may be, the fear, whatever's going on in your life today, it's not the answer to fulfill those things. The answer is in the bread of life. The answer is in the well of life, the well that will never go dry. And His name is Jesus. And the beauty about Jesus being the well, being the water of life that you will never thirst again, is that He is pure life. And the reality is this, that in the flesh we could take a dot, just a drop of food coloring, and it would change the complete consistency of this water. But church family, do you know this today? Do you know this with your heart? Do you know this with every fiber of your being, that Jesus Christ and His Word never change? He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Jesus says, I was dead, but now I am alive. I am alive. I hold the keys to life. I hold the keys to Hades. I, Jesus, do all things. And that's why today He can be your shield. Whatever you're looking for today to be your shield, if it's something other than Jesus, it will not be a shield. Every word of God is pure, and here's the last part of that verse again, and He is a shield. He is a shield to those who place their trust in Him. I love this word, shield. In the Hebrew, it's simply this. It means to be a protector, to be a defender. Matter of fact, it has the visual of a scaly hide of a crocodile. Any crocodile lovers in the room here? Couple got one guy, praise Jesus. Two guys are saved, praise God. Amen to that, all right, amen. Any Gator fans in the room? Gator fans, even the Florida Gators, the football team. Oh, look at that, all over the church house, we got people saved. Praise Jesus. There's something about the scaly hide, you too, brother, we'll include you, okay? The reality is this, here's the beauty of this, that scaly hide of that crocodile, that alligator, that God created. He's a beautiful creation. It's powerful. It's a shield to any animals or anything that attacks. The hard, scaly surface is what I want you to begin to visualize as I paint this picture, as we close here in this part of the text. He's your shield. Matter of fact, the same Hebrew word is used in Genesis 15. You got Abraham on the scene there, Abram. And this covenant is being thrown upon him, lavished upon him. And God speaking to Abram says this, do not fear. Matter of fact, in at least one translation, do not fear is listed 365 times. Now, as long as you're not on leap year, you're good on that one, amen? Do you think that was by coincidence? Do not fear. And right there in 15:1, God says, Abram, do not fear, for I will be your shield. Same exact Hebrew word. I'm going to be the scaly hide of the crocodile. That when the enemy comes against you, when other people come against you, I will be your shield. But God takes it even further in Genesis 15:1, and He says this, and I will be not just your reward, although that would be pretty cool. He says this, I will be your exceedingly great reward. Shield. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You are not in a physical battle. You may say, you don't understand. I'm dealing with this person and I'm dealing with this circumstance. I get it. But that's not the real enemy. The real enemy is actually, and this is so cool, don't miss this. The real enemy is Satan, comma, But we are fighting against someone who has already been defeated. Now that's awesome, isn't it? That's an awesome moment in your life today because you have great confidence. Every word of God is pure. He's going to be a shield. He's going to be that scaly hide of the crocodile that protects you as you weather the storm, as you go through the valley, as you go through the trials, as you deal with your own personal sin and all your struggles and all your heartache and all your disappointments and all the brokenness in your life, in my life likewise. We know this. Every word of God is pure. Therefore, He is a shield, a protector, a defender of every man, woman, and child that trusts in Him. That's why the last key number two, is this. Key number two, trusting in God results in the shielding of God. Let me say that again. It's very short. Trusting in God results in the shielding of God. Listen closely. You first have to go in before you get of. Are we tracking? The shielding, listen closely here, the trusting in God results in the shielding of God. I got to trust in before I get the shielding of. We don't get the shielding of and go, now, Jesus, you know, you were good. You were pretty cool. Wow, how'd you turn the water to wine? That was pretty awesome. You can't just sit there from a distance, from a passive distance, and say, yeah, you were a good man, Jesus. You were some prophet. I'll give you that. No, you got to be all in. It's giving all of your life, just not accepting Him. No, it's giving your life to Him. I am giving my life to you. My life is no longer my own. I've been bought with the most precious blood that's ever been shed, and it was shed at Calvary. Therefore, as I give you my life, you are freeing me from me. You're breaking my chains. My chains are gone. I've been set free. There are people today, maybe even in the church house today, that are walking around in a self-imposed prison and you have no idea you're even in prison. The bitterness and the anger and all that's going on in your life and my life perhaps today is holding us hostage. And Jesus, through the righteous blood of Him and Him alone, through the Word of God, that every Word of God is pure, you can be set free today.
You're listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. All of Pastor Couch's messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. In addition, you can share your prayer requests with us via email. Our email address for prayer requests is prayer@thisdayministries.org. That's prayer@thisdayministries.org. And now, back to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch.
You got to trust in before you get the shielding of. Everyone wants the fire insurance, amen? Amen. Sign me up, right? Who really wants to give their life away? Jesus said, if you really want to come after me, it says this in Mark 8, He summoned the crowd and said, hey, come here, listen up, come here, hey, you over here, come here, come over here. If you want to really come after me, you're going to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow me. He didn't say raise a hand, say a prayer, do a cartwheel, get wet, jump out of the balcony, sign a card, and then the remaining 6 days, go live for yourself. We're either for Him, truly, or we're against Him, truly. Because if we continue to ride the fence, we got to remember that Satan owns the fence. I want to make a note here. Can this shielding be physical protection in your life? Can it be? Here's the short cliff note answer to that question. God can do whatever He wants to do, period. There is no limits to what God can do. God can do whatever he wants to do. Can he protect you physically? Yes. Can he provide for you in a supernatural way? Absolutely. God can do whatever he wants. But I don't want you to read into this going, okay, just because I trust in Jesus, that all of my problems are going to go away. I don't want you to read into this and think, well, you know what? I've been really dealing with a lot of stuff, a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment, a lot of pain in my life, and somehow magically all that's just going to vanish. I can't promise you that. What I can promise you is this, with 100% clarity, that the shielding of God in your life today is and will be spiritual. He will shield you spiritually. You say, what do you mean? I want you to think through this. The shielding could be, again, perhaps physical. But here's the deal. The greatest shielding, don't miss this, in your life is spiritual. As we trust God through faith in the righteous blood of Jesus Christ, the most potent shield possible in your life today, the most potent shield possible in your life today is actually from the condemning wrath of God himself. The irony is that God gave what was most precious to him, his only begotten son, that whoever truly believes in him, a trust that's not passive, a genuine trust, it means this, I'm giving my life to him. Even the demons believe and tremble. A lot of people, I believe, are going to miss heaven by about 10 inches. From the head to the heart. They know it intellectually. They've been in church all their lives. But they've never given their life to Christ. The most potent shield possible, and it's so ironic, is that God protects you through the blood of his only son. He gave what was most precious to him to protect you from him. When you begin to analyze how big the solution is to a problem, you now begin to understand how big the problem really is. And when God gives what's most precious to him, the creator of the world gives what's most precious to him to redeem you, to purchase you, to shield you, that shows how vast your sin and my sin really is. Now, I need you to know this. In the midst of what's going on in our culture, in the midst of what's going on in our culture today, and we got people running around saying that God missed it, that God lost it. One man, one woman for a lifetime. God, that's old school, that's old fashioned. You got that one wrong. We got people running around saying that, hey, he's really not a he, and she's really not a she. We got people running around who are devaluing human life. And by the way, if you're here today, and if you've had an abortion, I want to let you know something. There is grace, there is freedom, and total forgiveness at the foot of the cross. Like total healing. Like you can never be healed like this healing. But we got a country right now that says it's okay to execute children in the womb. Matter of fact, I just heard on the radio over here this morning that Chelsea Clinton made this statement that abortion is good for the economy. I need you to know something. That no matter what is going on in our world today, no matter what the struggle is, no matter how much the enemy is sowing seeds of deception, and the word says this, in the latter days, there'll be a strong delusion. Men are deceived and men are being deceived and they're going into deceiving others. Matter of fact, Hosea says this, they will sow the wind and they will reap the whirlwind. And we're living in a culture that says, we're going to go our own way, And in all of this, what we see happening is that people are going by the droves into a godless hell. Oh, church family today, please hear the word of God. Every word of God is pure. He's a shield to those who place their trust in Him. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of my God will stand forever. Amen. And so lastly, do the people around you and me, do they see godly fruit in our lives? That gives evidence that we are both in the Word and the Word of God is in us. Do the people around us, if they were to give a testimony of me, give a testimony of you, do they see godly fruit in our lives that gives evidence that we are both in the Word and the Word of God is in us? And lastly, am I applying God's word to my life? And am I therefore being conformed to God's word as I am growing in Christ's likeness as I daily crucify my flesh? Every word of God is pure, and He is a shield to those who place their faith and trust in Him. Amen? Amen. Father, thank You for this time. Thank You for Your glory. Thank You for Your praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, 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 amen.
You've been listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. Don't forget that all of these messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. That's thisdayministries.org. In addition, if you have been blessed by the teaching of God's Word during This Day in the Word, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is info@thisdayministries.org. That's info@thisdayministries.org. Or you can write us at This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. That's This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. Thanks again for listening as we strive to honor Christ and impact our world as we spend this day in the Word.